Thanks for joining us here in the LTE TV studio. It's a great day to learn some English together. My name is Katie. I'm one of your teachers here on the show. Our topic is still home, and we have part two of our lesson, Be Safe. Be safe. Peter, what was your favorite tip from yesterday?
My favorite tip from yesterday was to use strong locks. They are very important. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show.
Now it's time for us to look at today's Read It. You can follow along with Peter now.
Oh, no. There was a burglary on River Road this morning. Abby heard about it on the news report. Taylor lives on River Road. Maybe her landlord can check her apartment. Taylor went home during lunch. Her apartment is okay. She followed Stacy's safety's tips. The thieves didn't steal anything from her.
In yesterday's lesson, Stacy Safety told us some ways to keep our homes safe. This can help keep thieves from breaking into our homes.
But some houses get broken into in today's lesson. I think they need to listen to Stacy's tips.
I think you're right, Peter. I hope that everyone is okay, though. It would be very scary to have your house broken into.
That's true. Has this ever happened to you, friends? What did you do?
Well, everyone, right now, though, it's time to learn something new. Let's learn our keywords with Christina.
今天的主题是讲到一起闯空门的窃盗案件。英文是以 burglary 这个字来表示闯空门的窃盗事件。There was a burglary this morning. 这个消息是 Abby 在新闻报道上听到的。新闻报道就是 news report。名词 report 是报道或报告。Abby heard about it on the news report. Taylor 就住在出事的那条街上，所以他请房东帮他看看他的家是不是一切安好。这个查看检查就是 check。Taylor needs someone to check her apartment. 结果他家一切安好，因为他遵循了专家对居家安全的建议。遵循或听从就是 follow. She followed Stacy's tips. 所以他家没有被偷。偷窃的动词就是 steal. The thief didn't steal anything from her.
Taylor, do you live on River Road?
Hi, Abby.
Yes, I do live on River Road. Why do you ask? A thief broke into some homes on River Road this morning. I just heard the news report.
Oh, no. Really?
Really. River Road is usually a safe neighborhood.
I need to call my landlord. Maybe she can check my apartment.
Oh, wow. Taylor lives on River Road. That's the street where a thief broke into some homes.
That's not good. I wonder if her house is the one that got broken into. How can she find out?
She can call her landlord. We've learned about the word landlord before. If you rent an apartment, the person who owns the apartment is called your landlord.
Yeah.You can call your landlord when you have a problem at your home. He will fix any problem that you might have.
Today, Taylor should call her landlord. She wants him to check her apartment. What does it mean to check something, Peter?
You check things to see if there is any problem. Taylor's landlord can check the apartment. She can go inside and see if everything is there.
If everything is okay at the apartment, then the thief didn't break into Taylor's apartment. But what are some other ways we can use the word check?
I know. When you're in school, you have to do your homework. And it's important to check your homework.
I remember that. Anytime I did homework, I checked my answers before I gave it to my teachers. You want to see if the answers are right.
And if you do work, sometimes you have to check the work that you do at the office to make sure you are doing everything right.
Thanks, Peter. I hope Taylor's apartment is okay, though. Having your house or apartment get broken into would be really scary.
It is scary. Poor Taylor. Hey, Katie, is there anything else we can talk about?
Why do you ask, Peter? I think we can just go to our next conversation.
I just feel like we're forgetting something. Oh, I know. We should learn today's calendar phrase.
Why do you ask?
Why do you ask? 你为什么问？
How much money do you make?
Why do you ask?
How old are you?
Why do you ask?
Are you married?
Why do you ask?
Why don't you answer?
I don't want you to know.
Oh.
Why do you ask?
Why do you ask? 你为什么问？
Hey, Taylor. Are you okay?
Hi, Rob. Yes, I'm okay. I just got back to the office.
Where did you go?
I went home during lunch. I wanted to check on my apartment.
Oh? Why?
There was a burglary in my neighborhood this morning.
Oh, no.
But everything is fine. No one broke into my apartment.I followed Stacy Safety's advice.
Wow, Taylor is so lucky. Everything is fine at the apartment. When you say everything is fine, that means nothing is wrong.
Yeah, if someone asks you what's wrong, you can answer with everything is fine. It's a helpful phrase for you to know.
How does Taylor know everything is fine at her apartment? Well, she went home during lunch. She wanted to check her apartment. And she just got back. Let's learn from Christina a little bit more about this.
Taylor 趁午休时间回家去看看家里有没有事。她回到办公室之后说 I just got back to the office. 句子里的Get back 就是回来的意思，因为是刚刚已经回来了，所以动词要用过去式。Get 的过去式是 got， 他回来是回到办公室来，所以说 I just got back to the office， 所以句型是 get back to some place。另外，如果你是要说从某个地方回来的话，就要用介系词 from。I just got back from the office.就是我刚从办公室回来的意思。所以 get back to some place 是回到某个地方，而 get back from some place 是从某个地方回来。
Taylor just got back from checking her apartment. Remember, checking something means you look at it to see if it's okay.Taylor wanted to see if someone had broken into her apartment.
Yes, there was a burglary in her neighborhood this morning. And that's a sentence Rebecca would love to tell you more about. So, here she is.
Today, we have a very useful grammar point. There was a noun this morning. For example, there was a snowstormthis morning, or there was an accident this morning. You can do this, so don't be afraid to use it.
Friends, can you practice that sentence? You can talk about something that happened to you this morning.
Well, let's keep learning. When someone breaks into someone else's home, they are called a thief.You can also say that this person is a burglar.
The word burglar is close to the keyword burglary. A burglary is when something is taken. Has a burglar ever broken into your home before?
That would be scary. And it can be very dangerous too. But everything is fine at Taylor's place.
Yes, she followed Stacy's safety advice. Good for Taylor. Peter, what does the word advice mean?
Well, when someone gives someone else advice, you tell them something to help them. You can also say you are giving them some tips.
Yeah. In yesterday's lesson, Stacy gave us a lot of safety tips. But you can also say that she gave us some advice about safety.
That's right. So remember all this important advice. Okay, everyone, let's take a break. We'll be back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. This lesson is still all about safety. Someone broke into homes on River Road. That's where Taylor lives.
But it's okay. She checked her apartment and everything is fine. Taylor is happy because she followed Stacy's advice.
That's right. So let's find out more about this in Conversation C. There will be more to learn about safety there.
Taylor, you're back.
Hi, Susie. I got back after lunch.
Is your apartment okay?
Yes, the thief didn't steal anything from me. I listened to Ms. Safety. I bought strong locks for my windows and doors.
That's good.
But thieves stole money from my neighbor.
Oh, no. Your neighbor should watch Rob's show.
In Conversation B, Taylor told Rob that she went home to check her apartment. But now she's telling Susie what she did there.
And her apartment is okay. The thief didn't steal anything from her. Do you remember what it means to steal?
If someone steals something, they take something else that isn't theirs. Sometimes people steal things from stores.
And other people steal things from people. Friends, stealing is wrong. If you want something from a store, pay for it. Don't steal it.
That's some good advice too, Peter. Stealing will get you into a lot of trouble, but that's for another lesson. We can talk more about safety now.
We know Taylor listened to Miss Safety. Let's talk more about this phrase. When you listen to someone, you understand what they are saying.
And if your teacher tells you to do something, you should listen to them and do what they say.
If a friend tells you a story, it's important to listen to what they are saying. Do you like to listen to music? That's another way to use this phrase.
Thanks, Peter. And let's listen to Christina now. She's going to tell us something important.
他说, I listened to Miss Safety. 我们来看listen to这个动词片语。一般来说, listen to something就是聆听什么的意思。我们会说, I listen to radio every day. 或者, she listens to music when she is working. 她工作的时候会听音乐。这些例句中的listen to都是聆听的意思。但是今天Taylor说的, I listened to Miss Safety, 表达的却是他听从了Safety的建议。 所以listen to someone可以表示单纯的听到这个人讲话, 也可以表达你听从对方所说的。 比如, you should listen to your parents, 你应该要听父母的话。 所以这是listen to的另外一种含义。
Thanks, Christina. So Taylor listened to Stacy Safety. She bought strong locks for her windows and doors.
That was a great idea. Remember, strong locks will help keep out thieves. You should have strong locks at your home.
But not everyone was as lucky as Taylor. Thieves stole money from her neighbor. That's awful.
Yes, it is. Like Susie says, the neighbor should watch Rob's show. Then they can know some good safety tips.
That's true. Friends, we talked a lot about safety so far today. Can you think of any tips we didn't tell you about?
You could tell a friend about some of your ideas. That's a good way to practice the English we learned today.
That's right, and now it's time to look at our key words for today. Say them with us now.
Here's the first key word. Burglary. Burglary. I lost all my money in a burglary.
Report. Report. Jim gives the weather report every day.
Check. Check. Can you check the computer?
Follow. Follow. Please follow the directions.
Steal. Steal. Don't steal. That's wrong. Okay, those are all the key words that we learned in our lesson today. Right now, we'll continue our review and look back at today's conversations.
Taylor, do you live on River Road?
Hi, Abby. Yes, I do live on River Road. Why do you ask?
A thief broke into some homes on River Road this morning. I just heard the news report.
Oh no, really?
Really. River Road is usually a safe neighborhood.
I need to call my landlord. Maybe she can check my apartment.
Hey Taylor, are you okay?
Hi Rob. Yes, I'm okay. I just got back to the office.
Where did you go?
I went home during lunch. I wanted to check on my apartment.
Oh? Why?
There was a burglary in my neighborhood this morning.
Oh, no!
But everything is fine. No one broke into my apartment. I followed Stacy Safety's advice.
Taylor, you're back!
Hi, Susie. I got back after lunch.
Is your apartment okay?
Yes, the thief didn't steal anything from me. I listened to Ms. Safety. I bought strong locks for my windows and doors.
That's good.
But thieves stole money from my neighbor.
Oh no! Your neighbor should watch Rob's show.
Yes, safety is important, Monkey Man.
It is. So, Ginger, did you remember to protect your things?
Oh, yes. I follow the safety tips.
Good. So, how are your things protected?
First, I bought a light on a timer.
Ah, good idea. Thieves will think you're at home.
Yeah, even when I'm not.
Yeah, that's right. Did you get a strong lock?
Yes, and I locked up my basket so a thief can't get into it.
Oh, is there something important inside?
Oh, yes. My bananas are inside.
But Ginger, your bananas are right there.
Oops! Oh, I forgot to put my bananas in the basket first.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about keeping your house safe. And here to answer my question is my special guest, Officer Law.
Good to be back, Robert.
Well, thank you for coming.
How can I help you today?
Well, we have a question today from Winnie Wu of Queens, New York. Winnie writes, my family is going on vacation in a few weeks. How can we keep our house safe while we are away?
Another excellent question. Here's tip number one. Don't tell everyone when you're leaving.
What do you mean?
I mean, don't post on Facebook and other social media that you are going on vacation. This lets everyone know you won't be home.
Ah, I see. You want a few people to know, but not everyone.
Also, try to make your house look like people are at home.
How can we do that?
First, ask a friend or a neighbor to pick up your mail and newspapers. A full mailbox tells people that no one is home.
That's true. What else?
Turn down the volume on your phone.
So people don't hear the phone ringing?
That's right. A phone that keeps ringing shows that no one is home.
I see.
Also, use timers in your house to turn lights on and off. Thieves are less likely to break into a house that has lights on.
Lights mean people are home.
Right. Also, if you can, set your TV or radio to turn on and off at certain times. That is also a good way to keep thieves away.
Thanks for your ideas, Officer Law. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time. Hey, guess what? I'm going on vacation tomorrow.
You just told everyone that.
That's the end of the show for today. After listening to all this talk about safety, I want to go home and check the locks on my doors and windows.
I know what you mean, Katie. I live in a pretty safe neighborhood, but it's always better to be safe. If you aren't safe, you'll be sorry later.
That's a great point, Peter. Friends, do you think that you are good at being safe? It's really something important you should think about.
And don't forget to think about all the great English we learned together today. It's always good to keep practicing, even after our show is over.
So find a friend and practice some more. But come back tomorrow for another lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Thank you.